Nettie Stevens, geneticist. I'll welcome questions from students so long as I keep my enthusiasm for biology, and that, I hope, will be as long as I live. July 7th, 1861 to May 4th, 1912, United States of America. Once upon a time, there was a teacher called Nettie Stevens who decided she wanted to become a scientist. She saved as much money as she could, and when she was 35, she moved to California to attend Stanford University. While she was at the university, she became obsessed with finding out why it was that boys become boys and girls become girls. The answer, she was sure, lay in studying cells. Humanity had been concerned with this question for almost 2,000 years. Scientists and philosophers had invented all sorts of theories to explain it. Some said it depended from the body temperature of the dad, some others said it was about nutrition. Basically, no one had a clue. In order to crack this mystery once and for all, Nettie started studying mealworms. After studying their cells for hours under a microscope, she made an important discovery. Female larvae had 20 large chromosomes, while male larvae had only 19 large chromosomes plus one smaller one. "Bingo," shouted Nettie, eyes still glued to the microscope. A scientist called Edmund Wilson made a similar discovery at about the same time, but he failed to realize quite how important this was. Wilson thought that gender was also affected by the environment, but Nettie said, "Nope, it's all down to the chromosomes," and she was right.